Hey, Pixel.
Hey, Paige.
How's it going?
Oh, I just finished recording an episode of Kung Fu Pizza Party with, his name's Brandon. I don't know if you know who he is, but
I've never heard of him.
But
before.
He's a listener, I guess, of Paige and Pixel podcast. And he wanted to talk about Trauma and Silent Hill and Resident Evil and The Last of Us and all my good shit. So we did that for a while. But see, one of the things we do is we drink.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just rolling from one thing to the next.
Uh-huh.
This is going to be good.
Yeah.
Tell me about...
It's going to be great.
Tell me about you, Paige.
I started playing a video game, a horror video game, like an actual, like not like a cozy one. It's kind of cozy a little bit, but it's also a little creepy. It's called, I started playing, it's on my phone. It's called Oxenfree.
Uh-huh.
It is a Netflix game.
Ollie Ollie.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Essentially, it's like a group of teenagers who go to this, like, kind of, like, island that, like, nobody really lives on except, like, one person. But, like, weird things happen to radio frequencies on this island, and they kind of accidentally unlock, like, unleash a bunch of ghosts.
Me?
So, yeah, it's been fun. It's really cool because you have to, like, you have, like, a radio that you have to, like, adjust the station and stuff, and you have to, like, listen, and so, like, and it's, like, got really cool, like, music and stuff, so, like, it's a really fun experience. They want, like, suggest that you play it with, like, headphones in, and it's kind of immersive. So, yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's awesome. I
thought you'd be proud of me.
I am proud of you. I love it. I have, before we get rolling into the meat of the episode, I have a little, not an update, just a fan, some fan information based on the last episode on Bride,
mm-hmm.
Allie Hazelwood. So I asked a question at the end of the episode.
Yep.
Which was about not dildos.
Yeah.
And there is a fan out there by name of Game Boy who spent a lot of time at one point in his life watching certain adult entertainers who would review sex toys.
Okay.
Like use them on camera and be like, oh, this was nice. I don't know. I didn't watch it. This is before me. But apparently there are both types of dildo that I asked about. There are those that are just built like that. They're just solid silicone and they got a knot on the end. And there are some that only you can inflate them, but then they shoot cum out of the ball.
Ew.
It's fake cum. It's not real cum.
I don't.
Maybe you could put real cum in it if that's what you're into. It comes with fake.
What do you put? What is it though? Like it comes with stuff to put in?
Yeah. So it's like a kind of. So
they buy refills?
You just catch it. You just got to recycle. Probably you can
Ew.
Buy. Probably you can buy refills, but it's like a, it's like kind of a, oh boy, we're diving into the world of fake cum. It's like a slightly thicker whitish lube that it just, it looks like cum.
Yeah.
And they make toys that will shoot it if you're so lonely and you've never brought a man to orgasm. Go ahead.
I feel like I'm coming across as like a prude. And like, here's the thing, like, I'm not here to yuck your yum. I'm not kink shaming. I'm kink asking why.
And you know what? I can't answer that because I didn't know that I didn't know that was a thing until you brought it to my horizon. My husband did. He knew about it.
Thanks, Game Boy.
You know, somebody
Impulsive
has
information.
Somebody has to learn to teach the rest of us.
Yeah.
He asked me if I wanted one, and I said no. So, listeners at home.
Oh my god.
I need you to both thank me and be impressed by me because we're doing another super timely game review.
Yay!
Today we will be diving into the sickeningly sweet world of Pokemon Pocopia.
I love it.
Let's rock this bitch, I guess. Pokemon Pocopia is a social simulation game.
Mm-hmm.
Co-developed by Game Freak and Koei Tecmo's Omega Force and published by Nintendo and the Pokemon Company to the Nintendo Switch 2. Which, can we talk about the Switch 2 for a hot second?
Sure.
Listen, motherfuckers. I dropped $450 fucking dollars on a Switch 2 so I could play this fucking game for your ungrateful asses. And, like, listen.
That's the only reason you bought a Switch 2 was to play this game?
That was the thing that pushed me over the edge. We were already talking about getting it. I am sure that Pop-Tart, like, this will be Pop-Tart's console as she ages.
Do you have an original Switch or no?
Yeah, we've had a Switch for, I think it was Game Boys from back in the day. And, you know, I'm sure my kid will get a lot of use of it. It'll kind of be like her system. But, like, I cannot forgive myself for doing this.
It's a lot of money.
Because the Switch 2 is not better enough than the Switch to justify its existence or the cost of it.
No, it's just so that it can sell games that are exclusive to it.
Yes, totally. Totally. Like, okay, the controller has haptics. Ooh. Like, they're not as good as the PS5 haptics. They're there. It's nice.
They're not going to be there. Right? Nintendo.
Whatever. Yeah. And, like, so taking apart the Joy-Cons and reattaching them to other things, it's easier because they're magnetic now. They don't slide.
Okay.
That's nice. The handheld screen is bigger than the original Switch, which isn't even necessarily a benefit if portability is the main thing that you're interested in with that part. But that's it.
Oh.
For $450 fucking dollars, the menus look the same. Uh-huh. The graphics are not better because they're still cartoony. Like, maybe if I played a realistic game, I don't know, but it's all cartoon shit that I've played. But yeah, they're doing that thing that every game console manufacturer does, and that every few years they decide that if you want to play new games, you need a new system because we're not making games for that old generation console anymore. And if you want to keep playing new games, like fucking Pocopia, I guess, you got to bend over and take it like a good girl.
Here's the thing. I feel like Nintendo ran into, like, some rough patches with their consoles, and I think they just weren't expecting the Switch to go over so well, and they were like, oh, shoot. People are just keeping their Switches, and they're not doing any, and we don't need to come up. They were like, crap, we gotta come up with a new console to sell.
Yeah.
Or else we're not gonna be making any money.
It's true.
So I really think that, because it was, like, the Wii, and then the Wii U, and all that stuff. That was a rough time in Nintendo's.
Yeah. And, like, I've never been much of a Nintendo person. I had an N64. I had it for a long time. Nice. I had an aunt who had, OG Nintendo.
Okay.
And that was it. I didn't keep, I guess I had a DS, but my mom kind of commandeered it, and it became her game to play, like, those, like, brain game anti-aging puzzles on. It really was never my console. And then, like, Game Boy and I got together, and he had a Switch. But I'm always like, I feel like I can't, it's not intuitive to me in the same way the PlayStation controllers are. Like, they're taken apart, and where the buttons are and what does what, I always feel like it takes an extra second and an extra thought to figure out what I'm doing. Whereas with a PlayStation controller, it's like, I have the thought, it's in my hands because I'm so used to.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Pocopia. The main playable character is a Ditto.
Yes.
And since it's a Ditto and can look like anything, there's this cute little create a character section, like, right at the beginning.
Yes.
But all of your options are, like, some sort of human.
Oh.
Which is fine.
With the beady eyes?
Yes.
Ooh, I don't know if I like that.
Yes. Yes. Basically, like, Ditto is trying to look like its long-lost trainer, and you decide what the trainer looked like.
Well, that...
Listen, so, yeah, it lacks some freedom and imagination. There are plot reasons for that, but, like, whatever. I named my Ditto Titto. And that was honestly kind of hard to do, given Nintendo's nanny state fascination with censorship. I had to try several spelling and symbol combinations before I tricked it. All just for saying tit, which, like, who doesn't love tits? Because think about it. If you're young enough, that's food. And if you're, like, mid-range age, they're just there, and they don't matter. And if you're 12 plus, tits are God's greatest accessory.
Mm.
So who is actually offended by tits? Tell me, Paige. Who?
I mean, I'm not, like, the biggest fan of my own.
You have great tits. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but they're, like, a huge source of, like, gender dysphoria.
Oh, yeah. No, I do get that. Swap them. Do a switcheroo. Find somebody Do a little swippity swap.
No, what I need to do is just get like a binder or something.
Be careful. Get a good one. Get measured. I'm just saying.
That's why I haven't bought one yet. Because I don't know what the heck I'm doing. If you know about that, let me know.
But you know who else is offended by tits? The cucks at Nintendo. That's who. So we're in the post-apocalypse in this game.
Oh.
There are no humans left, only Pokemon. And not even a lot of Pokemon either.
Oh.
There seems to have been some like massive catastrophic climate change situation. Like in one area, there's been a huge drought. In another, there's so much pollution, the sunlight can't get through. But because this is Pokemon, it's not that everybody's dead. Don't think that.
No.
They've just been sleeping.
Is it a game for children?
Yeah.
Okay, so
they've been sleeping for a long time, but they're fine in their comas with no food or water or life support. That's fine. Everyone's fine, children.
Oh my god.
But this Ditto, for whatever reason, wakes up, and you aren't just any Ditto or Titto, if you prefer. You are the best goddamn Titto they've ever seen. You can transform faster. You can mimic better than any other Ditto around. Also, yeah, your human form is so convincing that Pokemon, when you meet them, are like, whoa, a human. Haven't seen one of them in a long time. And you got to be like, nah, I'm a Ditto. I just take this form because I really miss my human companion, which, again, I got to pause here. Why the fuck are all these Pokemon sad that the humans are gone?
Right, like the humans have been capturing them and using them for their own entertainment gladiator style.
Do they not understand what humans do? They enslave them. They make them fight each other. They go into their habitats and capture them and take them away from their homes. It's like if every human died, do you think a deer would be sad? No. Do you think a deer would mourn the life of humanity? No, I don't. I fucking don't. I think the day the last human dies will be a worldwide holiday celebrated by almost every animal except those pugs we've bred to oblivion that can't hardly breathe and need to be carried everywhere. This is your liberation day, Pokemon.
Yeah, but I've always, whenever I think too hard about the idea of Pokemon and Pokemon trainers and whatever, I am a little bit like, this is weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is like cockfighting.
Absolutely. It is.
Like, dogfighting.
But it's fine because they're into it. That's gross. That's even worse than giving them little, like, conciliatory personalities. And they just love what humans... It's really hard for me to get past. It's really hard for me to get past. Like, I don't think they should be trying to bring us back. I think they should just go be free.
Yeah.
But anyway, they are trying to bring us back.
That's a bummer.
It's a bummer. So the first Pokemon that your Ditto meets is Tangrowth. And that's basically your professor stand-in.
Oh,
there's no humans. Okay. But there's Tangrowth. They know stuff you don't. They offer wisdom. They tell you what story missions to do next, how to solve problems. Then you meet Squirtle.
Yes. Squirtle's my favorite.
Squirtle gives you like a little like water blast power. Which you used to water the fucking lawn to allow tall grass to grow, which bring more Pokemon back because you're, like, making environments for them. I'll get more into that in the gameplay section. But, like, you find this Pokedex that tells you what to do to make Pokemon habitats.
Okay.
So that's mostly what you do. You see, okay, I need to do, like, these four different things in a little grid. And if I do that, this specific Pokemon will inhabit this area.
Okay.
So, that's mostly what you do. And the more Pokemon that move back, the nicer the environment looks. And your ultimate plan is to make the towns nice enough that humans come back, too.
Are the humans not all dead? Where did they go?
Everyone is sleeping. We'll see. We'll get to where the humans
are. Oh, the humans are sleeping, too. I thought the humans were gone and just the Pokemon were sleeping.
We'll get there.
Like the humans went to Mars or something.
We will get there, Paige. So at some point, Titto also discovers this weird tower thing. And you're supposed to load up the tower with, like, all this stuff. Like, food, pictures, other resources. Like, you're supposed to grow crops and put some of them in the tower.
Okay.
Not clear why, but it's, like, kind of happening throughout the background of the game.
Just in case there's another apocalypse.
get there, okay? I'm gonna get there.
Listen, so I'm just trying to help you. You said this is a short episode, okay?
You're padding. Thank you. Thank you. Especially compared to Silent Hill 2. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to say?
Huh?
About Pocopia.
I don't know.
There's so much to say about Silent Hill 2, and this is just like, it's a fucking Pokemon game. And I played it for you, ungrateful pieces of shit. So you're gonna like this episode.
I don't know they're ungrateful pieces of shit.
I know it. Because I know most of them.
Right, but like, the general consensus is that they enjoy it a lot and will want to continue to support us. So I don't understand.
Did also find various like letters and journal entries that have been left behind by humans that kind of allude to what happened in the past before the events of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So due to various inexplicable phenomena, because they don't have the ovaries to say man-made climate change, they won't say it.
Seriously, they could have really made a statement.
They kind of pulled their punches on this one. They're like, okay, we don't know what the fuck happened. The world just sucks now.
Right. Blame the humans. It was probably them.
Probably, but that's not what the humans are saying. They're saying, we don't know what happened, but the landscape has gradually become inhospitable to life, forcing humanity to decamp to outer space.
Ha! I was right.
Mm-hmm. Unable to bring their Pokemon with them for whatever reason. It just says, oh, can't bring you.
Sorry.
Because we never cared about you anyway.
Right. You were literally just there for our own sick entertainment.
Mm-hmm. They instead opted to store them in a massive, like, computer system that would be sustained even after the humans departed, with the ability to release certain Pokemon should the system start to fail to keep them alive.
What do you mean?
They're, like, all in cryosleep. They're, like, fucking in cryosleep.
Oh.
Which I guess is better than letting them all die, but, like...
I guess so. But is it, though?
Maybe don't fucking destroy the world, because all... Listen, all Tito needed was a fucking water gun.
Like, it seems pretty simple what Tito has to do to bring the Pokemon back, and the humans were like, no, we're just gonna
make millions of cryo chambers.
But, like, is that really better than death? Just being suspended sleep?
If you wake up and you're finding it, like, if there's hope on the other end, which there is in the game.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. This game is not meant to ask deep philosophical questions. That's not what we're doing. They're sleeping. And the system apparently started to fail, and that's where Tito came from and all the other Pokemon. They were being held in stasis by these computers. The computers started breaking down, so they woke Tito and Tangrowth up first, because they're the smartest and the most useful.
Okay. And then that's very specific.
Yes.
Tito and Tangrowth.
Mm-hmm.
How do they know that they're the smartest?
This is a game for children. They just are. They're just special. Their brains weighed the most. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
And together, Tito and Tangrowth restore the environment such that the Pokemon can safely come out of stasis.
Okay.
But, like, they don't have to, like, as soon as there's an environment, I guess the computer's like, wake up, buddy. It's not explained. They just appear. It's like they tried to do, like, the window dressing of plot.
Yeah.
But it's not really plot.
No.
So anyway, the game ends with all of the habitats restored and the tower being filled. So to celebrate, Tangrowth sets off these, like, party poppers. And the party poppers trip this alarm that sets off an emergency evacuation protocol, revealing that the tower they've been cramming shit into is actually a rocket ship that launches into outer space.
Are you kidding me? The humans stole the food?
Yeah. And as the ship travels through space, it eventually is discovered by a human implied to be Tito's original trainer, who recovers the items inside. Yeah. Recovers the items inside, including a picture that Tito sent off of themselves. Isn't that cute?
Is there more? Is that where the game ends?
That's the fucking game. But, like, you would think, we're getting there. We're getting there. We're getting there. We're getting there. Favorite moment. I don't have a favorite moment. Because this game fucking sucks. This game fucking sucks. I do have a favorite thing about the game, though.
Okay.
And that is that every single Pokemon is non-binary.
Yes. They all use they-them
pronouns. They all use they-them pronouns.
I love it.
Every single one. That is the only thing I liked about the game. But I liked it a lot. Part where I wanted to smash my controller.
The whole game?
Nah. So the thing is, this game isn't hard at any point.
No.
It's for children. It is incredibly tedious at many points. And there are a few moments where it just isn't clear what the game wants you to do. So you just gotta, like, wander around and try a bunch of shit and see what sticks. Which is maybe fun for some people, just exploring and hitting buttons and getting fucking nowhere. It's not fun for me. I didn't enjoy it.
So we're not collecting any Pokemon, though. Like, that's the whole point of Pokemon.
Reviving Pokemon, but you don't keep them. They're just around.
Exactly. Like, the whole point of Pokemon is to catch the Pokemon.
No, there's no Pokeballs. There's no catching. There's no fighting.
That's ridiculous.
It is peaceful and egalitarian. Listen, you just said the humans were problematic.
Yeah, they are, but it's a game, and I want to catch Pokemon.
You will not be doing it. You will be reviving them from stasis and asking them to help you build shit. Uh-huh. The most tedious of tedious moments was when I was trying to get Slowpoke to fucking yawn.
What?
That's a whole... So, there's this whole bit about an onyx that is stuck in a cave. And you have to make it rain to soften the cave walls so you can dig onyx out. But you're in the middle of a drought. And Tangrowth tells you that Slowpoke yawns make it rain. But to get them to yawn, you gotta raise the humidity. So first I found some, like, springs of water that were being held back by rocks. So I smashed the rocks. But having, like, rivers didn't make it humid enough. So I, like, ran around, watered every fucking square foot of lawn on the whole goddamn map. Didn't work either. Finally, I talked to the right Pokemon. And I was like, we just gotta do a rain dance. Which, if you're doing a rain dance to why make you a human, that's what I'm saying.
Do I get a rain?
That's what I'm saying. So, I set up the rain dance bullshit. It gets humid. Slowpoke yawns. It rains for like 15 seconds. Which is not enough to soften Onyx's cave.
You have to make him yawn again?
No, it is enough to wake up a sea creature Pokemon whose name I don't even fucking remember, and I don't care.
Gyarados?
No. He's like a blue and white orca with wings situation.
Oh, a Lapras?
No. Lapras is more like a...
Oh, you said an orca. I don't know.
He looks like late. So they're like Gen 1 to 9, and I only know like 1 and 2, so I have no fucking clue what this guy was. But basically, he's like, I can make it rain for real. And then he does. He just does it.
Why didn't Tangrowth tell me that in the first place?
Because we knew there was
a Rhyhorn.
Let me see. No.
Oh,
not that guy.
I love Wailmer.
So we didn't...
He's fun in Pokemon Go.
Sure. So, basically, We didn't know that there was this fucking guy out in the ocean. We knew there was a Slowpoke. We made him yawn. The droplets of water hitting the ocean was enough to wake up this guy who made it rain. For real. Get Onyx out of the cave. So, like, the amount of time it took watering all that fucking dirt and grass, when really the solution the whole time was just talking to fucking Bulbasaur or whatever, pissed me clean off. All the way off. Character I had a crush on, Lickitung, obviously. Next question.
Oh, I know what Pokemon
is. What is it? Let me see.
This guy?
Yeah, what's his name?
Kyogre? I think
it's Kyogre. What a shitty name.
I don't know.
They were running. What gen is that? They were running out of ideas by then.
I don't know.
Stupid.
I'm sorry.
Stupid. You didn't even catch my joke about Lickitung being the only Pokemon that I'm sexually attracted to.
Oh my god!
Let's talk gameplay mechanics. So this game is like if Pokemon and Stardew Valley and Animal Crossing all had a three-way baby.
Okay.
And really, I've only enjoyed one of those inspiration games. Like, I love Stardew Valley. I love it.
Stardew Valley is fun.
And this game... is kind of trying to do that.
Okay.
And it's really failing,
uh-huh.
In my opinion. I don't know, I'm probably being too hard on it. I know a lot of people really love this game and have put it in the Cozy Game Hall of Fame right next to Stardew, but I don't, I can't put my finger on why this game is so much worse than Stardew, but it is. I think some of that is probably the target demographic, very obviously for kids this time. But there's like, there's a freedom and a quirkiness about Stardew that is just not in this game. Tangrowth, constantly up your ass about what you should be doing.
Oh my god, that's the worst. Like, I want direction, but I don't want to, like, constantly being bombarded with things that I need to do.
He follows you from location to location. I know, it's like Stardew with shitty training wheels, and I don't know who actually wanted that. I don't know who wanted this game.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just very obviously going for the nostalgia thing.
Yeah.
It's for people that love Pokemon, no matter what Pokemon does, because they've been playing with these cute little freaks since they were 6 years old. Here's the thing. I wasn't that into Pokemon as a kid, really.
Me either. I never allowed to watch Pokemon as a kid.
You know, I didn't watch them. No, I saw the movie. My mom took me to see the movie. But, like, I didn't play the games, like card games or video games. I didn't watch the show. I saw one of the movies. I had the cards because, like, that's what people, like, people bought them for me. And yeah. I kept them in a little book. And, like, some of them were cute. Like, Pikachu's cute. The theme song's fun. But it just didn't do a lot for me. I can name most of the Gen 1 Pokemon. That is about it.
That's so, okay.
So the nostalgia doesn't do a goddamn thing for me.
Yeah.
I don't care. And without that, the gameplay is boring and repetitive. You look for clues as to what constitutes a Pokemon habitat. Four squares of tall grass all clump together. Tall grass in tree shape. Tall grass on the edge of a river. Flower beds. Flower bushes. And you make these habitats, and Pokemon come live in them. And you do that a bunch of times to get as many Pokemon as you can, which is up to 300 if you do all of them that are in the game.
Wow.
And you use Pokemon powers to build homes for humans to come back to, because you want that, apparently, even though they don't in the game.
Right, they might. You.
They might in the future now that they know y'all are awake. But they don't come back in the game. You're doing all this for humans that don't give a fuck about you and never have. You scavenge building supplies from the environment. You grow vegetables, blah, blah, blah. And as you go, civilization more and more returns to how it was before the apocalypse. There's also a computer in every environment, and it gives you daily challenges and has a store that you can buy supplies from. There's crafting benches to make items for habitats, or they just make it easier to navigate the world, like stairs and bridges. There are construction projects that require both a certain amount of physical resources and specific Pokemon to form a work crew. So you gather that all up, and you say, like, okay, go ahead and build. And then the game is like, the Pokemon Center will be done at 8:20 p.m. So, like, it tells you the real time.
Oh,
that,
God.
Like, if you stop playing and you go back at 8:20 p.m., that thing will be done. Which tripped me out. I'm like, maybe that was kind of cool. But that is the whole game. You choose from a range of powers you've mimicked from Pokemon you meet. You use those powers to either extract materials or build habitats, and you do it over and over and over and over and over and over, and it's supposed to be fun. Also, this is going to be a short episode, especially for me. And you might think that that's because this is a short game. Ha! Ha 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 ha! Ha 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 ha! Ha! I laugh. I laugh at your ignorance. This game was so long. And some of that is because of the real-time thing. Like, some of it is like, oh, you built the Pokemon Center? Come back tomorrow, it'll be done.
Oh my god. That's the worst.
Like, so the story won't continue until tomorrow when the Pokemon Center is finished being built. But it's just, like, there is too much you need to do for a game that offers very little to do.
Yeah.
So, overall, I don't know, I give this a fucking 4 or 5, I guess, out of 10. Because, like, look. I know there are people that love this game. And, like, it's not janky. The controls work. It's not glitchy. It's not hard to figure out. It's doing what it says it's going to do. The Pokemon are cute because they've always been cute.
Mm-hmm.
I just think the whole enterprise is stupid and pointless. Like, Pokopia is the highest rated Pokemon game of all time, according to Metacritic.
I mean, didn't it just come out though?
Pretty recently. And how many people have a Switch 2 to play? It is the highest rated Pokemon game right now.
I feel like that'll probably go.
But I think, real talk, I think that's because none of the games are actually good. I think it's all nostalgia and cuteness and vehicles to sell merchandise. And that's what Nintendo and Pokemon, that's what they do really well, is they sell merchandise. They are capitalists.
I've only played one Pokemon game, and that was Let's Go Eevee. So.
I mean, like, Pokemon Go was kind of fun, because at least it was,
your
house and doing shit.
That was fun.
Yeah. So I'm probably pissing some of my fans off with this one. But this is my review, so.
Get bent.
4.5. We'll call it 4.5. So I don't know. I don't know. Fucking find us on Instagram at Paige and Pixel PC. Do you have anything to add? Do you have anything you want to say?
No.
No, I'm tired. I'm not drunk anymore.
Okay.
I'm just, you know what? You know what? Paige, sign off.
Read hard.
Play hard. Fuck Nintendo.